Now, as you drink your morning coffee, you could consider this. There are some flavors in that coffee that your taste buds cannot detect. It takes an expert to really know what's in your cup, assuming you really want to know. Susan Rosegen of member station WWNO reports on what's called coffee cupping at the Community Coffee Company roasting plant in Port Allen, Louisiana.
Slurping your coffee any place else would be rude. But in a coffee cupping, the coffee equivalent of a wine tasting, slurping is essential.
The idea of slurping is to break up the coffee into as small a particle as you can so it coats the palate of your tongue and gives you a instant impression of what this coffee is really like.
That's Norman Siraj, the president of Community Coffee, the largest family-owned retail coffee company in the country. Community Coffee is sold in grocery stores and in a chain of coffee shops across the South. Norman's grandfather started the company back in 1919, and now Norman's son, Matthew, is the company vice president.
I may find certain characteristics in a cup that I really, really, really enjoy and think that's it, that's the one. But I have to not prevent others from saying, you know, but it could be like this.
And there's a third person in this weekly ritual. Carl Leonard is the company bean buyer.
We'll be cupping coffee today to make sure that the quality of the green beans that I buy meets our customers' expectations.
It works like this. Carl, Norman, and Matthew sit at a small round table that rotates. Each person dips a spoon into a sample cup of coffee, slurps the coffee off the spoon, and jots a few notes on a grading sheet. Then they all dip their spoons in scalding water, turn the table, and slurp from another sample. For the record, coffee cuppers don't swallow the coffee, they spit it out, but not before their brains register some interesting flavors. For example, in a sample of Colombian coffee, bean buyer Carl Leonard got a whiff of wine and chocolate.
It had a sweet, winey aroma, and it fulfilled my expectations of having that nice chocolate note on the finish, a dark chocolate note that I look for.
But company president Norman Siraj thought a sample of Rwandan coffee was missing something sour.
I scored it fairly low because I didn't think that it really kicked in with the citric high notes that I was looking for, so I scored it fairly hard.
Finding the right flavors in a coffee cupping is serious business. The beans can cost more than $1 a pound, and a company that buys thousands of pounds of coffee a year can't afford to buy bad beans. On this particular day, the cuppers decided not to buy any of the beans they sampled until they could try them again. In the end, they figure that even if you can't taste what they taste, you'll still know the difference between a good cup of coffee and a bad one. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosegen in Port Allen, Louisiana.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.